Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Do It by Andy Hertzfeld, June 1982. Many of the academic types who were involved in the earliest implementations of the graphical user interface at Xerox PARC seemed to sneer at the first generation of personal computers. When they appeared in the mid-70s, personal computers were much less powerful than the machines that they had been accustomed to programming. There wasn't that much you could do with only 4 kilobytes of memory and no disk drive. But Larry Tesler, who was a key member of the Smalltalk team in the learning research group at PARC, felt differently. He was excited by the potential of personal computers and bought a Commodore PET as soon as one became available in 1977. Larry was one of the demonstrators at Apple's famous visit to Xerox PARC in December 1979. He was so impressed by the Apple visitors that he quit PARC and started working for Apple the following July as the manager of the Lisa applications team. Larry was a champion of consistency between applications and made many contributions to what eventually became the Macintosh user interface. He was also the leading advocate and implementer of user testing, gathering real users together and observing them while they tried out the software. Beginning in the summer of 1981, Larry organized a series of user tests of the nascent Lisa software, recruiting friends and family whose actions would be observed and recorded by the Apple designers. The user tests were conducted in a specially constructed room featuring a one-way mirror so observers could watch the tests without being intrusive. The tests were conducted by a moderator who made sure the user felt comfortable and showed her the basics of using a mouse. Then, with no further instruction, users were asked to perform specific tasks without help from the moderator, like editing some text and saving it. The moderator encouraged each user to mumble under her breath while doing the tasks, revealing her current thinking as much as possible. The video and audio of each session was recorded for later analysis. When the software prompted the user to confirm one of her actions, it displayed a small window called a dialog box, along with the question and two buttons for positive or negative confirmation. The buttons were labeled Do It and Cancel. It was observed that a few users seemed to stumble at this point, clicking Cancel when they should have clicked Do It. It wasn't immediately clear what they were having trouble with. Finally, the team noticed one user that was particularly flummoxed by the dialog box. He even seemed to be getting a bit angry. The moderator interrupted the test and asked him what the problem was. He replied, "I'm not adult. Why is the software calling me adult?" It turns out that the user hadn't noticed the space between the O and the I in Do It. In the sans serif font we were using, a capital I looked very much like a lowercase l, and the user ended up reading Do It as dolt and was rather offended. After a bit of consideration, we switched the positive confirmation button label to OK, which was initially avoided because we thought it was too colloquial. From that point on, people seemed to have fewer problems.